Hi, this is Paddington from Turbojugend Tuve, and you're listening to Turbojugend Radio. Before we start, I'd like to say once and for all that Turbojugend Stockholm is a way better chapter than Tuve. They're better in every single way. They're nicer, better looking, make better merch, and out party us every single time. Now please enjoy this month's podcast.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Turbojugend Radio, episode number 78. Found out that ever since the last episode where we talked about Finnish drinks, and it has enormous download, seems like Turbojugend likes to talk a lot about drinks and food. And after being in a Turbojugend for quite some time, almost 20 years, I found out that next to politics and diversity, the most important topic one can always see discussing on the Facebook is the simple pineapple pizza. Pizza with pineapples on. And since this topic has been arising in the last weeks, I decided to put it on the podcast. So this is the reason why I put on a quite exquisite number of Turbojugend members with a certain background related to pineapple pizza. And let's start with the lady. Randale Ale from Turbojugend Fish Market. Welcome to Turbojugend Radio. As I understand, you are you're anti pineapple pizza, but we'll get into that later.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Aiden is also with us. That warrior name is intense. Hans von Mein Kocht. Hans in my crotch, right? That's what you want to be related to. Exactly. And my audio slave, the one, the only, Max Barton, is also joining the club. The two gentlemen are, as it's going to be turning out, pro pineapple pizza. And I'm just a neutral guy that tries to hold or mentor the whole conversation and keep things from escalating. That's always my role. So, yeah, when talking about pineapple pizza, and let me get those facts first because I did a little bit of homework. The pizza itself, the pineapple pizza, was invented in 1962 in a restaurant called the Satellite Restaurant in Ontario, Canada, by a guy called Sam Panopoulos, which was probably some Greek who immigrated into Canada. I don't know if you guys knew that, but that's the official first date when the pineapple pizza was given birth on this beautiful face of the earth. So that's the history of that pizza. And seemingly, pineapple pizza made its way through into Turbojugend, and it's been a hot topic ever since. So why don't we start with you, Randale? What's about your take on the on that pineapple pizza? What is your point of view on it?
I find it disgusting. enjoy your pineapple pizza. Mm-hmm. In Germany we have so-called pizza Hawaii, which includes ham and pineapples, plus cheese and etc. And I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat that kind of pizza.
That ham, basically. When you see, say yes, you're a vegetarian, you would eat the pineapple, the crucial ingredient, but you would not eat.
I would eat pineapple as in general. Mm-hmm. But not on pizza.
But why is that? Have you never tried it, right?
No, never.
But what's your background with pizza? What is the exact reason why you think it's why you next to the ham, let's have the ham aside and skip the ham. But why wouldn't you put the pineapple on pizza? Because it's a fruit. It's the number 10 most beloved fruit on the planet. I researched that as well. So what is disturbing or disturbing you on that pizza? What's your pizza background?
Yeah, I'm half Italian. It's not obvious, but it's true. And I have never seen any Italian people put pineapple on pizza. Okay. So you don't get that in a real Italian pizzeria.
Okay, so your view is that you're looking at Italy, the Napoli, basically, I think, right? The birthplace of the pizza. And that's what one thing they never put on a pizza. They put, and I'm challenging you, they put all tuna fish on the pizza, okay, cheese, tomatoes, which is also a fruit, by the way, right? Fruit, tomato against fruit, pineapple. One fruit can be on the pizza, one cannot. I've also seen pizza con Wurstel. Have you seen that? That's common in yes. Italy. So that you can put Frankfurts, Wiener Würstchen, like Wiener sausages, or Frankfurters in Germany. You can put that on the pizza, but not pineapple. Have you had the Wiener? No, you have not had Wiener Würstel on your pizza. But what's your view on like sausage on a pizza?
I wouldn't eat it.
Okay, you're a vegetarian, but do you have strong beliefs against the sausage on pizza as well?
Yes, because in my opinion, it does not belong on a pizza.
Okay, but let's get into details. And before shifting over to the guys, what is the only thing that can be on a you can put on a pizza in your opinion?
Whatever you want.
Yeah. No. Well, in my opinion, a good pizza has mozzarella cheese on it, tomatoes.
Okay.
Even though it is a fruit, but in my opinion, it belongs on pizza. And maybe some basil. That's so it. I'm a margarita lover. Person.
Okay, so in your world, the pizza only can exist in its very pure, almost purest form, marinara with no cheese on it, or margarita, I would suppose, with cheese on it and tomatoes, and that's basil, and that's it. That's your pizza universe, basically. Okay.
Yes, but I also enjoy pizza with seafood. So okay. I'm a pescatarian kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I also like pizza with let's say shrimps.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I'm not totally basic. And I also eat pizza with tuna.
Oh, now we're talking. So Hans, why don't you chime in?
I mean, it's funny you mentioned tuna. So my girlfriend's favorite pizza is tuna and mushroom, which I absolutely hate. I think it's the worst pizza possible with some mayonnaise and stuff on it. However, if she wants to have it, that's fine. I mean, it's all down to personal opinion. This is where I think pineapple comes in. It's interesting you mentioned margarita too as like a traditional pizza. The margarita pizza is not even that old. I think it was invented in 18. Oh, got it written down somewhere.
People doing their research there.
1800 and something? 1889. So.
That's a good year.
It's a great year.
Yeah, Hitler was born.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Oh my God.
I mean. The modern pizza itself is only, you know, a couple of hundred years old or something. It's, and you know, a margarita, which we think of as like the most traditional pizza, is really not something that existed when the pizza was around, there was probably lots of toppings available. I guess the toppings that were available to the Italian people, and you know, pineapple wasn't one of those. Tomatoes are not traditionally Italian. You know, they were only introduced in sort of what, 16th, 17th century, I think. Pineapple around about the same time to Europe, you know, but you know, you couldn't grow a pineapple in Europe. So, I mean, this is why it wasn't popular. Maybe if pineapples were around in the sort of 18th, 19th century when the modern pizza became invented, maybe it would have been an available topping. But, you know, I think it's difficult to say that we shouldn't just completely write off pineapple as a topping just because it's you know, wasn't available when the modern pizza was, you know, came as a tradition. I mean, if you want to have a pineapple, if you don't want to have pineapple on your pizza, that's totally fine. More pineapple pizza for me. But I think it's important to say that there's no reason why it shouldn't not belong on a pizza. Anything should belong on a pizza. I mean, Kale, come on, you Swedes.
Yeah.
You guys take that stuff to the extreme.
Yeah. First off, I'm sorry about breaking Godwin's law in the first like 5 minutes of the discussion, but that's what happens when you discuss things on the internet. But yeah, as a Swede, I'm brought up with all kinds of weird pizzas, like banana curry and chicken, and kebab pizza. Like sirloin pizza and stuff like that. And my go-to pizza, if I go and buy a pizza, would be a calzone with ham, mushrooms, shrimp, and pineapple.
It looks like a male tit. A fat male's tit. That's what I always, whenever I see some fat male walking by, I say, nice calzone.
Yeah, but the funny thing, like, I tried to get around why Swedes have these weird pizzas, and it comes down to like immigration. We had a lot of people coming from the Balkans, from South America, and immigrants started pizzerias. It was not only the first Italian immigrants who started pizzerias in Sweden. Everyone started pizzerias. And like, we don't have a lot of chain pizzeria places, like Domino's and stuff like that in Sweden, mostly like family owned small pizzerias. And they brought their own thing to the table to make them stand out. And that's why we have a lot of weird shit on pizzas in Sweden. And that's why a lot of people, like, there's a lot of Swedes that hate pineapple on pizza, and there's a lot of people who hate kebab on pizza. And like, we have a pizza with a fucking kebab and French fries on it, and it's like, it's super weird, but it works. And the reason, in my opinion, that banana would work on pizza, or like mango would work on pizza, or pineapple, is because salty things and sweet things go together. They like enhance the flavor of each other. And that's like bottom line why pineapple works on pizza.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's what I love about the story of the modern pizza. The story of the modern pizza is one of like different countries fusing together, you know? The Spanish went over to South America. We won't talk about whatever happened there because it was some horrible shit. But, you know, they brought back tomatoes. They brought back tomatoes and they brought back pineapple to Europe. They introduced tomatoes into Italy. Italy put them as a decorative piece on their table for like 200 years. And then when we've bred these tomatoes to be like, proper edible and stuff. We can use them in our cooking. Use them in their cooking. It's become a staple of the Italian cuisine. In the modern pizza. So the old pizza, obviously, it's just flattened bread with some stuff on it. You know, they start to introduce like tomatoes as part of pizza. You know, pineapple came from the same place. So it's all about, and then the Hawaiian pizza is a Greek living in Canada, taking a Italian idea and putting his own spin in it to give us the Hawaiian pizza. You know, what's more magical than that?
So what you are saying is that the pizza is a you're asking for a more open-minded culture, and it's a cultural thing that evolves with time.
I think all cuisines, you know, everything evolves with time, whether it's cuisines or people or cultures, media, anything. But certainly this, I mean, the whole idea of I don't really want to think of like a Hawaiian pizza, a fusion cuisine, but I guess it is in a way. I mean, the Mr. Panopoulos or whatever his name is that came out with the pizza, he said that the reason he put pineapple and ham on a pizza is to kind of, he'd been eating a lot of Chinese and he wanted to take the sweet and sour, part of Chinese cooking and put it on a pizza.
Yeah. Is there any way, I'm asking you guys, probably the males here, is there a way of doing a proper pineapple pizza? Is there a way of maybe spoiling the whole experience, the whole pineapple experience in your mind?
I'd go with the proper way would be ham and pineapple and cheese and sauce, because that's normally what's served in Sweden, and also I would say that if you're eating vegetarian, it's hard to get the same kind of mix as ham and pineapple, because ham and pineapple works really well. And we've had weird ham and pineapple dishes all throughout Swedish fucking history since the 70s, when we invented all kinds of weird dishes when the pineapple came to Sweden. I would imagine that mushrooms and pineapple wouldn't go together on a pizza or in any way.
You know what? Mushrooms and pineapple is a really good combo. So often if we're making a pizza at home, I might throw some ham or bacon, a bit of pineapple, some mushrooms, and then often some chili pepper.
Yeah, but then you still have the ham.
Exactly.
What's that?
But then you still have the ham.
Sometimes, but not always though. Like sometimes just mushroom and pineapple, and then sometimes throw a few jalapenos on it.
That works. That's weird. I wouldn't think.
I mean, mushrooms is a savory flavor as well. I guess that's what it is, isn't it? It's offering a savory flavor and a sweet flavor. And then if you throw some jalapenos on there, it's a bit of spice as well.
Have you guys tried bacon on a pineapple pizza?
Yeah. Oh, like some bacon instead of ham. It's pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Okay, Randale, you're just. Look, just not believing everything you're hearing at this moment, right? So
I think
what is your
combinations you're talking about are pretty disgusting.
What is your opinion on that cultural aspect? What Aiden or Hans pointed out so well. That it's a matter of a timeline, it's a matter of developing, living with the ingredients you have at a certain point and evolving the whole thing. But the thing is, when is exactly, okay, in the 60s, pineapples made the way to Western culture, is that right? It's sad enough, but seemingly it is, right? Because that's the point of time when he put it on that pizza. But it's what the arguments they're presenting. That's a matter of time. But you would like to stick back into the old Italian way of eating pizza. When you're eating Italian, are you sticking to strictly classical Italian restaurants?
I try to, yes. So. There's a really good pizza place on the other side of Hamburg.
What's the name of it?
Trattoria Italiana. And they do really good pizza.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to take a note.
I wouldn't eat the pasta dishes there,
mm-hmm.
but the pizza is really awesome.
What's your opinion on next to the former, there used to be a Biscor, the record label in Hamburg, they had the headquarters in St. Pauli as well. There was a pizza across the street called Rocco. The Buonasera Rocco, you might have heard it. Because everybody shouts Buonasera and makes you want to be Italian or feel Italian on that very night. Have you been there?
I don't think it exists any longer.
That's sad to hear. Not a good place dying. So, but you're trying to, what you are confirming is that you really are sticking to the classical Italian restaurants.
Yes.
Fair enough and good enough. But again, going back to the pineapple pizza, how about, do you like the pineapples thick or cut in a thin way?
As said, I don't eat pineapples on pizza.
Okay.
but in general, I do like pineapples. So, okay. But not on a pizza.
Okay, but it's maybe shifting over to the guys. What shape would you like your pineapple on the pizza?
I think you want a good spread of pineapple, don't you? You know.
Mm-hmm. But like it thick?
Like cubed. That's
yeah. I would say you want smaller pieces and more of them, rather than like big thick. But it probably it depends on the base of your pizza too. You know, if you've got like if it's like a quite a thick base and stuff, it might allow for some more toppings. You can have a bit of, it's like any toppings on pizza, I guess, that, you know, the chunkier the base, maybe the chunkier the toppings can be. If it's a thin base, then it needs to be a thin.
And the ratio is probably the most important thing. Not too much, and not too much of anything on a pizza. That really spoils a pizza, in my opinion.
When it's overloaded.
Yeah. No, I'd say cubes and a good spread, not too much. And the worst thing is too little of anything. So just the right amount. And that's quantum satis in Latin, just enough.
I think that's one of the good things about a Hawaiian pizza too. Like, you know, traditional Italian pizza, one thing they say is that you don't want like 17 different ingredients on a pizza, you know, just one or two or three things, maybe three, but maybe one or two things, you know, spread on the pizza to give it a bit of flavor. And I think a Hawaiian pizza fits that, you know, it doesn't break those rules. It's not trying to throw a whole dinner, you know, and six different like dishes onto a pizza or anything. It's just, it's got your sweet, it's got your savory, it's got your cheese, it's got your tomato. That's all it needs.
And that's where the Swedes fuck up. I really like you, everyone who's not Swedish here. You have to check out the Vulcan pizza from northern Sweden. It's like made as a semi calzone folded into a ring with different small cups of weird ingredients, so you can have like 8 pizzas on one pizza. It's called a Vulcan, and it's super weird.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't tried it. But like when the Americans started with their like cheese crust with sausages in the crust stuff, then we went full overboard on that and like put 12 different pizzas in one pizza. Just be cooler. And of course we are cooler, but I have to tell you about the weirdest pizza in Sweden. The weirdest pizza I know is a calzone with a hamburger and fries inside.
Wow. And what's the name of it? Okay, you're looking it up?
Yeah.
You
know what? New Zealand Domino's tried to release a meat pie pizza. So it had like peas and little bits of pea, like, you know, peas and carrots, but sliced up carrots and stuff with like some mince on it, like minced meat, and just some like great. It was just terrible. Like
we call.
I'm not saying every single combination of pizza is going to be good. You know, definitely, there are fuck ups. But
so have you found it, Carly?
Yeah, it's called Calscrovi. It's combination about between calzone and skrovmål, which means a big feast. Calscrovi.
Okay, I can chime in with only one thing. I've had. I'm a big fan of a very antisocial pizza, and this is the spaghetti pizza. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it.
Yeah,
and it's. I have to say. A spaghetti pizza is basically a pizza where you put the spaghetti bolognese on it, but you prepared it in advance, right? And on top of that pizza, you put the cheese so it melts, and the noodles are not in when you put it in the oven with the pizza, they're not getting too crispy because they're protected by a huge layer of cheese.
So
what's happening that you sort of leave the time zone at one point because you're eating two dishes at the same time, basically. And it's, I have to say, it's very fulfilling. It's very, you know, it's very rich, right? Cannot maybe not even have a whole pizza, but it tastes delicious. And I would propose that to Randare if you. It's both totally Italian. The pizza is Italian and the spaghetti is. And you can consume it at the same time. And most people shrug it off and dislike it from the get-go because they want to eat classic Italian food, and I'm getting that. And I think we can all agree on the fact that if you want to go super classic Italian pizza, the spaghetti pizza and the pineapple pizza is not the way to go. But in general, if you want to expand your horizon, It's a progressive way to go to enjoy food. I don't know if you guys have tried the spaghetti pizza, but it's always worth a try. And when you said
spaghetti pizza, I thought you meant as kids we used to do this thing where you just get, you know, spaghetti from a can and put it on a pizza base and then just cover it in cheese. And it's like, you know, a shit kid's pizza when they don't like any other food except for like canned spaghetti and cheese.
Depending on where you grew up, yes. But I found a guy in my hometown, Cologne, and he, in a weird small takeaway sort of pizza place, and he convinced me because he was cooking it and talking to me. He was Italian, Leonardo. He was a 100% Italian, and he convinced me that he invented that, and he lied to me, but I believed him anyway. And he would present me like a half a meter of a spaghetti pizza, and it tastes delicious. I mean, I don't want to be drifting off towards spaghetti pizza too much, but I can only advise you guys.
That's the next episode.
Yes. but since I'm looking at the clock, time is running out.
Can I ask Randale one thing? Would you consider having like a shrimp pizza with pineapple, or is it completely out of the question?
No,
really?
I would eat a shrimp pizza, but no pineapples on it.
I personally
don't like the combination of sweet and salty.
Okay,
that kills it.
So that's what it comes down to, I guess. Like, and I think that's a really polarizing thing, isn't it? That you ask a lot of people, and some people really like sweetens like salty, and some people really don't.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like it boils down to something along the line of the coriander / cilantro thing, where some people just don't like that kind of flavor combination because. As you said, you pineapple on its own works. Pineapple with perhaps tomato sauce or with cheese doesn't. For some,
can I ask this then, Handal? So you don't like sweet and salty, and that's absolutely fine. Do you think though there are any ingredients that just can't belong on a pizza because, so, I mean, you like tuna and that's not a traditional Italian pizza flavor. So I think that's fine. But do you think then, knowing that you like tuna and that's not traditional and you don't like Hawaiian and that's not traditional, do you think then there are any ingredients that just shouldn't belong on a pizza based on that? Not based on personal taste, just based on they shouldn't belong on there for a reason.
Yeah, anything fruity, of course. Like banana, pineapple. but in certain combinations, I do like sweet and salty. For example, when you have Nutella.
Now we are really anxious.
Yeah. And,
I mean, could we have a dessert pizza? Because I know a place that will do a Nutella and pretzel pizza.
That would be fine for me.
There we go. We found.
It's a perfect way to end the podcast, since we found it really interesting. Some people would call it gross, but do you like it? Pizza with, am I getting this right? A pizza with Nutella and pretzels on it?
Yep. There's a deep dish place here that does a dessert pizza with Nutella and pretzels.
Okay. So one thing became clear. You are, you are not a pizza traditionalist. I thought you tried to get us buy into that. Because if you say you like Nutella and pretzels, that's not traditional at all. You don't like the salties.
I know.
But that's cool. That's all cool. you know, we are, I'm trying to be neutral, but I just ate one pineapple pizza and I liked it a lot. It was really good. And if you guys have not tried it, give it at least a shot and then decide on yourself. But if for any case you want to go funky with your pizza, there's no problem with enjoying a pineapple pizza, I would say. We can settle on that. If you want to go traditional, let's do it like this. Go to the Italian place, hug your padrone, and pretend you know him for decades. That's also, it's very popular, at least in Germany. And if you are in a traditional Italian place, hug the padrone and give him a handshake, and everybody thinks you're super close to him and all. Openly minded, but in real life, when it comes to food, yeah, be open minded, try whatever you like, and if you don't like it, just don't eat it, right? Can we agree on that?
We can. Yeah.
Kalle is totally exhausted. He looks at this. Oh, I'm so exhausted after this very intense conversation.
No, I wish the baby was screaming a little bit.
Ooh, okay. I think that's a good
thing. It's fine.
Okay, cool. But I thank you guys for taking part in that first pineapple pizza conversation. I would think that maybe some people would like to jump on that train and have their opinion openly on the True Vegan Radio podcast, and I'll be happy to invite them. But for the time being, I thank you, Randale. I thank you, Hans and Max, for your time on that day for that podcast. Thank you very much. Keep up the good True Vegan work. And yes, as we all know, whenever you see Randale, maybe have a pizza ready and have a try it.
You're very welcome to Sweden to try anything or any weird kind of pizza.
No beers.
Yeah, whenever have some Nutella, again, have some pineapple.
Yeah, no crazy Astra beer for her. Bad Astro beer, just here's the pizza. Have a pizza with me.
Have you tried pizza Rotlicht?
Yeah.
That's
a pizza with beer.
Hawaiian pizza with Astra Rotlicht all over. And you eat it best with a Schwipp Schwapp.
And the Mexican, I just finish it off.
I swear you're just making up words now.
Thank you guys so much for your time. Stay strong and see you next time.
Take care.
Bye. See
you guys. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Creepo, presented by... While preparing a song for this episode, Scream Puff, I was desperately looking for at least decent song that comes up with the main topic of a pineapple pizza.
And I have to confess, I failed. I found one shitty song that it's not even worth mentioning. So I expanded my horizon and came up with a song that deals with not a pineapple pizza, but a pineapple toast. And it's called Toast Hawaii. It's the principle is basically the same. It's a toast where you put some ham on and you put a pineapple on and some cheese on it, and it resembles the Toast Hawaii. And it's actually a German invention out of the 50s, where Germany didn't have jack shit to put on their plates, so they came up with something really freaky. And it was a guy who went by the name of Clemens Wilmenrod. Rod, there's a rod in there. It's always good. Who invented it in 1955. He was a German, TV chef, and they came up with the idea. But there are rumors that they reveal that he unfortunately stole it from another German dude, his teacher, Hans Karl Adam, as it is pronounced in German. Anyway, this song, I came up with this song by the beautiful Alexander Marcus, who is a somehow folklore-oriented Schlager singer. Quite funny guy, actually. And I am pretty sure that the German Jugends, they have, as I know them, they've probably introduced him or took you've taken him into your universe. He's a very funny guy. He does somehow electro music, but in a very funny style. And he came up with a fantastic song, I have to say. It's called Hawaii Toast Song, and it deals exactly what the name reveals, Hawaii Toast Song, with pineapple on a toast. And it's excellent. I would gladly ask the international audience, not only the German-speaking audience, even though the lyrics are in German, I would really ask you guys to give it a listen, give it a spin. It is very, very catchy. And even though you're not familiar with German, it's definitely worth to listen. So here is one of the greater contemporary artists out of Germany. He goes by the name of Alexander Marcus, and his song is called The White Toast Song. Enjoy.
Ananas.
Wichtig ist das Weißbrot, ist doch klar. Na 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 na, das ist der Hawaii-Toast. Toast dabei schmeckt alle gut. Was ist mit dir? Na 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 na, Tut mir leid. Tut mir leid, Mutter.